just kind of getting some sound on what we're talking about here, this complaint that's been filed with the Jacksonville Police Department and also is being filed with the Human Relations Commission. Can you just kind of explain to me in a succinct form what exactly happened this weekend?
Well, I live out in rural Ashland, and I was outside my house, and I heard a commotion down on my driveway. Now, I'll tell you, my driveway is about a quarter mile long, and we have a lot of acreage out here where I live. So, I heard something in my driveway, started walking that way, got about 400, 500 feet away, and looked around a tree, and there was a Jacksonville police officer vehicle in my driveway. I thought that was really odd, since he was very far outside of his jurisdiction. So I started recording what was going on, and I see that he has a person, what looked to me to be a gunpoint in my driveway. And so I, continued recording, and things kind of went from there. But essentially, the Jacksonville police officer, after their arrest was done for whatever was going on there, kind of turned on me and came to me and started questioning me, interrogating me. He detained me. Told me I couldn't move, couldn't leave. Keep in mind, I'm on my own property, out in the middle, out in Ashland, and this is a Jacksonville policeman. So that's, a little odd to me, but so he basically violated my civil rights by not telling me why I was being detained, refusing to let me go about my own business on my own property, outside of his jurisdiction. So that's what kind of raised the eyebrows, but in terms of, what initially was the problem, but this is a simple matter of, number one, regardless of what Chief Gruten's at the Jacksonville Police Department says, you are legally, constitutionally allowed to record police when they're on duty. Without a doubt, without a question, this is settled law from the U.S. Supreme Court. So even though the chief may not know that or may not act like he knows that law, that's the truth. You are allowed to record the police, period. Number two is that police must tell you, if you're being detained, why they're detaining you. That's a fundamental civil rights law. It's the Fourth Amendment. It was written back in the 1780s. It's several hundred years old. This isn't new news. And like I said, either the chief of police knows that law or he doesn't know that law, but everybody else does. It's a simple Fourth Amendment. It's actually Criminal Justice 101. First day of criminal justice class, you're probably introduced to the Constitution. It's the document that they are sworn to uphold and protect.
So do you have any idea what was happening with this arrest that was taking place on your property?
After this fact, I found out from, going on Facebook and people telling me what was going on, and after it had already happened, I finally got some information that there was a stolen ATV somewhere, and that the ATV was somewhere, or the guy was driving the ATV out in the country, and then apparently ran onto my property. Although I don't think that there was an actual pursuit, just because I live so far outside of the city limits of Jacksonville, that Jacksonville police squad cars can go well over 100 miles an hour, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. I live so far out that this couldn't have been a pursuit on an ATV, which is basically, glorified lawnmower. I mean, it's a golf cart that goes a little faster and has bigger tires. I can hear trains from Jacksonville. I can hear tornado sirens from Jacksonville. Didn't hear any sirens at all. This wasn't a pursuit. I don't know what it was, or why they were outside of their jurisdiction. I don't know if they were doing someone a favor or what they were doing, but in the 40 years that I've lived out here, I've never seen a Jacksonville Police Department, let alone two or more vehicles, this far outside of their jurisdiction.
Did you say, you said you've talked to the Attorney General's office? You've been in communication with them?
Yes. I forwarded the complaint to the Attorney General's office to get the idea of how to file a formal complaint with the Jacksonville police and, their advice. So I'm also filing it with the Human Relations Relations Commission simply because when you file it with the police department, sometimes it just stays in-house and no one hears anything about it. It gets covered up, like other issues that I've been bringing up to the city for years about civil rights violations that have just been covered up and passed on and done nothing about. This isn't the first time the chief of police has violated people's civil rights in Jacksonville. That's certainly obvious. But like I said, at some point someone has to say something about it and start doing something about it. And this was a clear violation of my Fourth Amendment right, as clear as you can get. So, yeah, I'm going to say something about it. I've always been told when you see someone bullying somebody, you say something. And for years I have. I've said something. I've met with the mayor's office about issues of civil rights abuse by the police. I've met with the chief of police about it several times. I've met with the Public Protection Committee, Alderman Williams and Olden Edel, regarding civil rights violations when they maced a crowd of people at Circle K. That was 6 months ago. They've been fully aware of these issues for years. They've chosen to handle them in-house, which is unfortunate because I think that's why we get to the position that we're at now. So I don't really know where they're going to go from there other than fixing the problem with the chief of police.
The video you've taken for this incident and mm-hmm. any others that you've mentioned, I mean, is that something that you're sharing publicly at this point or no?
Yes, and to be honest, they've been shared already. I've shared the video of the police macing people at Circle K. I've shared that with the mayor. I've shared it with Chief Grutens. I've shared it with Alderman Williams and Olden Edel. I actually had to fight through the Attorney General's office to get the copies of the tapes because another issue is that the copy of the tape at Circle K shows Jacksonville police falsely charging someone with resisting arrest when they didn't resist arrest. They didn't resist arrest at all. But they redacted that portion of the video so that I wouldn't get it. Well, when the Attorney General finally said, you have to get in the whole video, you can't redact the parts that make you look bad, I got it. And you know, it was pretty abhorrent to see what they were doing, that they were lying, falsifying charges, and getting away with it. It's pretty sick, actually, that they protect themselves like that. It's kind of like, hey, Jim, I want you to check and make sure that you're doing everything right and let me know what you think. Well, of course you're going to find that you're doing everything right in your job. But when you're left to self-inspection and self-guidance, I think that, or no guidance, or guidance that says go ahead, it's okay to go ahead and violate people's civil rights, you're left with a unguided police department that makes mistakes. And, you know, that's human beings. We all make mistakes. But without the guidance of a chief who understands civil rights and doesn't trample them, you're going to have a department that doesn't understand civil rights. So that's kind of what you're going to get.
Sure. when did this alleged macing incident happen?
Oh, that was, I believe, in late September or early October of last year.
Okay. And it was at Circle K?
Yeah, Circle K at about 2 in the morning.
Okay.
So what had happened was that Circle K had called the police to ask them to clear out their parking lot. That's fine. But then, I'm sorry, I got it. But after they called to clear out the parking lot, the police didn't respond for almost a half an hour. So a half an hour later, they show up and tell a couple individual people that they need to go home. Well, they'll say that they told the entire parking lot that, you know, they needed to go home, but they certainly didn't use the public address system. Anyway, once it escalated to where the police were choking people, citizens took out their cell phone to record it. As you know, choking people is against the law now in Illinois. Mm-hmm. So they took their phones out to record it. And, after they effected the arrest, I believe that was Officer Thompson stood up and said, last time I'm telling you, and he stood up and he sprayed the whole crowd of people indiscriminately with mace. Even after they were running away from him, he chased after them with the can of mace. That's not okay. That's abuse. Plain and simple. There's no question about it. There's laws against indiscriminately using weapons against crowds of people that are not that are not doing anything other than utilizing their First Amendment right to record the police while they're on duty. Now, I know the chief doesn't like that. He doesn't like having evidence against his officers. As a matter of fact, if you remember, several years ago, Chief Grutens himself confiscated a cell phone from a citizen who had recorded the police. He detained that citizen. He kept his cell phone. It took the ACLU to get involved, to come up here and say, actually, the United States Supreme Court, ironically, in your own district, in your own circuit, ACLU versus Alvarez has decided, yes, you can record the police legally. There's nothing wrong with that. It's within your rights. He still thinks that you aren't allowed to record the police. He's wrong. I'm extremely shocked that our own chief of police doesn't understand civil rights laws, since they're somewhat fundamental. But he doesn't seem to, or at least if he does, he doesn't seem to want to follow the laws. He chooses to do it how he wants to do it. And if you don't like it, well, I guess you can call him out on it and file charges against, file a formal complaint against him. That's what this is about. This is not about what happened this weekend. This has been about me reporting these types of incidents to the police chief for years, and him choosing to handle it internally, which means it's not handled, period.
Sure.
Clearly.
Do you have any?
An officer doesn't understand the fundamental Fourth Amendment basic constitutional right of freedom from illegal search and seizure, then he's not going to get the new laws either. If he doesn't get a 200-year-old law, he's not going to get the new one that says you can't choke people. You have to write a stop receipt when you stop somebody and don't arrest them or you detain them. That never happened. That's a law. What happens when a police officer breaks the law? Apparently in Jacksonville, nothing. Because Officer DeGroote had been written up. His personnel file is online because of the FBI investigations. His personnel file indicates that Jacksonville Police, Chief Cook back then, now Alderman Cook, but Chief Cook back then, and Captain Poole, wrote up Officer DeGroote numerous times for falsifying charges. That's a pretty serious incident. And it wasn't just once. It was numerous times falsifying charges. A friend of mine actually had charges falsified him by that same officer. I had to go to the police chief, talk to him. I had to go to the assistant state's attorney and talk to him. I had to go and show him and play them the video record or the audio recording of the voicemail that I was left when the arrest was being made to prove that this kid didn't do this. I'm out there fighting against basically four people to help them against Jacksonville police abusing their authority, lying and making up charges. Now, you don't have to believe me. Go online and look up Jared DeGroote's personnel record. You'll see that he was written up 5 years ago. He was written up for this. Numerous times been written up for this. Still did it. Was still doing it. But he didn't get fired. Matter of fact, he took a job in Springfield for Secretary of State Police. So he gets to keep a city pension, move and take a state job, get a state salary now. And his major concern is looking at bags that come through the state capitol building. That's his job now. But I tell you what would have happened if it were what should have happened. Officer, you falsely accuse someone of and then charge them with false charges, you're fired. That's how simple it is. You're fired. You can't be a policeman with that going on. I'm not going to write somebody up five times and then keep them on the force and then basically give them a promotion to get rid of them. That's not fair. That's not fair to the people at Jacksonville. And something needs to be done. So until this police chief decides that he's going to start following the civil rights laws, then I think it's time to call them out on it. And like I said, I have taken these issues to the proper authorities for years. I've taken these issues to the police chief, to the mayor, to the public protection committee, to individual aldermen. They're well aware of it.
A lot of stuff to kind of process here.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, though, you filed complaints with the police department before, and this is the first time you've gone to the Human Rights Commission?
Well, I've not actually filed a formal complaint with police before. I've just gone in and talked to the chief, explained the situation, asked him what's going on, why this person's rights were violated. And then, you know, things happen. So in the case of DeGroote falsely charging someone, you know, first off, DeGroote choked him, which is against the law. But then after that, he charged him with resisting arrest, which didn't happen. Or aggravated battery on a police officer while he was unconscious. I mean, come on. Obviously, that didn't happen. So when I pointed that out, it got dropped from a class 2 felony of aggravated battery on a police officer to a misdemeanor, which is what it should have been to start with, whatever they were there for. But DeGroot was the one who upped the charges and basically lied. You've got cops out there lying. Now, his partner that was there when all that happened didn't know that those charges were being trumped up, because by the time that he got to the police department. But I will tell you, I'm calling out these partners too. You see a cop doing something that is against the rules or against someone's constitutional rights, and you don't say anything about it, that's a problem. That's a problem. So, Chief has a lot to think about. But when his officers are outside of their jurisdiction, in my driveway, for no reason that I'm aware of, pointing a gun at somebody, you know, in my mind, if you're outside of your jurisdiction, you're just a guy with a gun in my yard. He has no right to be there. And I took out my camera to start recording him because I've seen how these incidents end. We've all seen how these incidents end on television over the last few years. Mm-hmm. A black guy in the country gets a gun pulled on him by a cop outside of his jurisdiction. That could end badly in a number of different ways. Unarmed.
Right.
I question many things in that. I don't know anything about the ATV. I'm glad the guy got it back, but it had nothing to do with me at all. And when they come onto my property and detain me, tell me that I can't even go inside my own house to check on my 73-year-old mother who has high blood pressure problems, who's upset because there's a guy being held at gunpoint in her driveway and she doesn't know why, and he's refusing to let me go calm her down. That's a problem. He doesn't have that right. He violated my rights. I have freedom to move about my own property for any reason I want to. They don't have the right to, even inside their own jurisdiction, that's against the federal, that's against the Fourth Amendment. I shouldn't be the one having to explain to the Jacksonville Police Department what the Bill of Rights is. This is embarrassing. You can't write this stuff. You can't make this up.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll certainly go to work with this. And
alrighty.
Really appreciate you talking to us about this.
No problem. There'll be more to come to. I'll be forwarding you a lot of information.
Okay. Well, I will just work with what I have here, and
okay.
We'll be talking to you again.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much.